The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Lose him to the hoop from the baseline, and it's 37-26. There you go again. Very quickly, fast break. Lechte all the way to the hoop.
Having fun yet?
Yeah. Timberwolves say, I can do it one better. Dillner says, nah, we got it.
Tonight, it's a non-conference doubleheader as the Silver Lake Mustangs travel to Giltner to battle the Hornets. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the outlet pass knocked away, and the steal will be made here by Sidney Parth. Grable all the way down, lays it up and in. A dozen for Grable. And when they can get in space, they are really good in transition basketball.
The regular season is winding down, and both squads are looking for the last push of momentum heading into the postseason. It's the Mustangs and Hornets coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Giltner with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
And good evening, everyone, from Giltner. We're in the Hornets' Nest for this Thursday night basketball doubleheader between Giltner and Silver Lake. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry. A quick rundown of the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Silver Lake, number two is a 5'2 senior, Josie Parr. Number 12, 5'5 senior, Alyssa Urban. Number 14, a 5'6 junior, Sydney Parr. Number 20, 5'7 junior, Jocelyn Grable. And number 32, 5'2 junior, Sydney Scoopa. Head coach is Joshua Drake, assisted by Brett Pohl and Alyssa Wilcott. Silver Lake, 14-7. Giltner, 17-3. We'll run down their lineup in just a moment, but we are ready to go as the ball is in the air and the opening tap will be controlled by the Giltner Hornets. They'll go with Shelby Heinrichs, a 5'7 senior. 6'2 senior Bailey Craig. Taylor Rhodes, first shot of the game, is inside. Turnaround jumper, no good by Lyons. And the rebound brought down by Sydney Scoopa. Chaney Tompkin and Kelby Lyon round out the starting lineup. And that is your lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Glad to have you along with us. First shot of the game for Silver Lake. Going to be a three from the top of the key by Herman. It is no good. And the rebound will be grabbed by Shelby Heinrichs. And here comes Giltner facing a matchup man-to-man. They'll lob it inside to Lyon. And we've got our first foul of the game. Going to be on Scoopa. First foul of the game on Silver Lake goes on Sydney Scoopa. And it'll be Giltner ball underneath. They'll quickly get it in, rotate it to the right side. 15-footer up, no good. Scoopa will grab her second rebound. And here comes Silver Lake. They want to run the floor. The outlet pass goes through Sydney Parr's hands, though, and out of bounds. Giltner 17-3, but lost two in a row in the championship game of the Crossroads Tournament to Hampton in overtime and then knocked off by Exeter Milligan before beating Dorchester. So they were 16-1 going into those conference finals. Down low, the shot is going to be blocked. Picked back up by Giltner. Missed again. Third time is a charm for Kelby Lyon. She is not the leading scorer on this team, but she does have some of the area's best stats when it comes to rebounding and block shots. First points of the ball game belong to Giltner. At the other end, attacking the hoop and being fouled is Jocelyn Grable. She leads Silver Lake at about 12 points per ball game. Foul is on Kelby Lyon. That'll be her first. And at the line now to shoot the two free throws will be Crable, and the first one is on the way, and it is good. Silver Lake on the board here. First substitution of the game. Giltner will come with Reagan Jansen, just a freshman checking in. Second free throw is too strong for Grable. Little collision trying to get the rebound, and winning the battle that time will be Jansen as she and Scoopa bumped into each other. So down the floor comes Giltner. For being a 17-3 team, they don't score a lot. They're more of a defensive club, averaging about 45 a game. As they try to lob it inside, the ball will be deflected away and stay with Giltner. 90 seconds in, 2-1. The Hornets have the lead, and the Lady Hornets will throw it in. Quick little jumper from 12 feet is going to be off the iron. No good. Rebound was brought down by Scoopa. She ends up on the ground after the Tompkin miss, and we've got a foul call. Foul will be called on the Hornets. Their second here of the first quarter, and the second on Kelby Lyon. So Lyon with two quick ones, and they're going to have to take her out, but the full court press forces a Silver Lake turnover. Coming into the baseline and taking the jumper and hitting it is going to be Shelby Hendricks, and it is 4-1 in favor of Giltner. So Silver Lake needing to handle that pressure. That has been one of their problems this season. They throw a high lob pass to get into the front court to Josie Parr. Into the corner to Grable. Grable skip pass right side. Short jumper from 10 is no good by Ehrman. Rebound brought down by Chaney Tompkin. Definitely a tall, tall D2 girls team here at Giltner. When you can play 6 foot, 6'2", and then have 5'10", 5'11", inside as the inside pass comes to Tompkin. Chaney right underneath the rim will lay it up and in. And Giltner has jumped out 6-1. Although the outlet pass goes to Grable, she'll run the floor. Left-hand layup trickles in. And Silver Lake has their first bucket of the ball game. 6-3, Giltner by 3. Wasting no time getting it into the front court with Hendricks. Rotated around to the right-hand corner. They'll get it to Audra Joyce. She'll drive the baseline, and a blocking foul going to be called. And it is on Sydney Scoopa, and she has two. So Scoopa with two for Silver Lake, and Lyon with two for Giltner. Scoopa stays in, and the Hornets will have the basketball. 10-footer on the right baseline is no good. Rebound tapped around, falls into the hands of Alyssa Ehrman. And Ehrman comes into the front court with it. Top of the circle, trying to rotate it around the perimeter here against a 1-3-1 zone of Giltner. And it looks like we're going to have a kicked ball. So with the stoppage of play, Abby Ehrman will come in, and Scoopa will sit down. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-3. On the power of some good offensive rebounding here by Giltner. Three-pointer, Grable in the right corner is off the mark. Backside rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Grable, and it'll belong to Giltner. Both girls' teams have been bouncing around the D2 rankings. Silver Lake fell out here recently. They'd been kind of hanging on there, and with a couple of losses before the holiday or before the conference tournament, they fell out. As Giltner brings it into the front court, short jumper Taylor Rhodes is up and in. Four different players have all scored a bucket here in the first quarter, and it's 8-3. Giltner with the lead. Silver Lake trying to go with the long outlet pass to break the press. Sydney Parr has it, then tries to throw it underneath to Grable. The ball deflected away. Getting a hand on that one was Taylor Rhodes, and Shelby Hendricks will come away with the loose ball. Third Mustang turnover. Giltner into the front court, drives into the left-hand corner. They'll get it to Tompkin. Rotates it to the right elbow, then drops it back inside, forcing the shot up. It's no good by Joyce. Then the ball comes loose. Giltner grab it at the circle. Take it to the right wing. The jumper is up. No good. Rebound tipped around, and finally Silver Lake comes out of there with it. Josie Parr. Outlet pass to break the press. The ball dropped by Ehrman, and it hits the baseline. Last touched by Giltner. So Giltner really trying to press the issue, force the issue tempo-wise on both ends. Get up and down the floor. They don't look like a team here in the first 4 minutes that only averages about 45 points a game. And Silver Lake now ready to inbound it underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane. Grable to throw it in. Looking. Can't get the three set up. So they'll go up top to Josie Parr. Back over on the left wing to Grable. To Parr and reverse it to the right side to Alyssa Ehrman. High post Grable. Wanted to take the shot. Had a hand in her face by Audra Joyce and is calling for the travel. Fourth Mustang turnover. Even though Silver Lake got beat in the championship game of the conference tournament, they have put together a nice little run here, winning five of their last six as Giltner gets it to the right elbow with Henricks. Shelby into the right-hand corner. 15-footer on the way by Joyce. No good. But Silver Lake fights for the rebound and knocks it out. Back in for Giltner will be Chaney Tompkin, 6-foot junior. And checking out will be Taylor Rhodes. Giltner ball on their baseline, looking into the paint, nothing there. Kicking into the corner for a three. Henricks up and in. First three attempted by Giltner is good by Shelby. And it is now 11-3, and a timeout will be called here by Silver Lake. 3:17 to go in the first quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score, the Giltner Lady Hornets 11, Silver Lake 3.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth with 3:07 to go in the first quarter. Silver Lake has the ball, but they're down 11-3 here, turning it over four times against Giltner. They'll try a three-pointer with Crable. It's off the heel, no good. 0-3 from the outside. The rebound brought down by Audra Joyce. Kicks it out on the left wing to Henricks. Shelby will bring it into the front court, go to the baseline. Jumper is on the way by Tompkin from 10. It's no good. Defensive rebound by Abby Ehrman. Again, two starters already with two fouls, and they're the only fouls of the game as a quick jumper is up by Grable. Neither team taking a whole lot of time on offense. Shot's no good, and Shelby Henricks will get the rebound again. Shelby to the front court, crisscross, throws over the top of the defense to the right baseline. Reagan Jansen doesn't there, so she'll back it out, and they'll reset it to Henricks against the Silver Lake 2-3 zone. Force it into the paint. There's Bailey Crang. Turnaround jumper is up, but a jump ball going to be called here. They're going to say a block shot inside will force the jump ball and give it to Silver Lake. That looked like one of those where they anticipated a foul and then there wasn't one, so they called the jump, and Silver Lake will have the basketball. Mustangs will throw it into the front court. Overthrow Grable. She runs it down just before it gets out of bounds to Parr. Right elbow Ehrman. Abby gives it to Alyssa. Right baseline, 8-footer up and in. Annalise Ehrman with her first bucket of the ball game, 11-5. Giltner, 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Roseland, and Holstein has the first turnover of the game by Giltner. They tried to get it inside, and Abby Ehrman poked it away. Abby and Alyssa are both in there right now, along with Josie Parr, Grable, and Sydney Parr. Two Parrs, two Ehrmans, and a Grable. Right elbow, Ehrman will put it up from 12, and it bounces in for Alyssa. Back-to-back buckets. And it's 11-7 now. Kiltner's lead is down to 4 with 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Shelby Henricks brings it into the front court. Dumps it into the left-hand corner. Finds Tompkin. Tompkin kicks it back out top. Oh, nice pass through the lane, and we're going to get 3 seconds. Boy, they had just found a wide-open Bailey Craig on the weak side block. But they had been in the lane too long, and Giltner, after not turning it over in the first 6 minutes, turns it over on back-to-back possessions. Don't forget, we've also got high school basketball on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Kearney Catholics playing Arcadia Loop City, while Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic are playing on 1230 AM KHAS. Games are also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Silver Lake ball after it was batted away with a minute 11 to go here in the quarter. They're trying to make it 6 in a row, possibly 7 if they hit a 3. Looking at it, Josie Parr didn't take it. Over to Ehrman, left wing. They'll get it into the hands of Grable, working it around the perimeter against this Giltner zone. Skip pass over to Ehrman, left elbow from 14. It's good. 3 in a row for Alyssa, and the 8-point lead is down to 2. 11-9, Giltner. 50 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Silver Lake drops back in the 2-1-2 as Giltner continues to try to pound the ball inside. They'll get it to the high post to Tompkin. Her free throw line jumper almost banked in. Offensive rebound comes off to Taylor Rhodes. Back into the paint. The jumper this time by Audra Joyce won't go. And Abby Irvin gets the rebound. And Silver Lake could tie it here on what's probably their last possession of the quarter. Grable to the top of the circle to Sydney Parr. Back to Grable. Up top to Josie Parr. Quick ball movement. Left-hand corner, they'll get it to Abby Irvin. Down to 15. Skip pass right side to Parr. In the corner, Grable puts up a three. It is off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Shelby Heinrich. 10 seconds. Plenty of time for Giltner. They run the floor. Throw it over the top of the zone. And falling down with the basketball was Taylor Rhodes. It's loose on the floor. We'll get a jump. The arrow does point the way of Giltner, so they will keep it underneath their own hoop with 4 seconds. Plenty of time to get a shot away here. As Joyce to throw it in. Wide open to the right-hand corner. They don't take the shot. Looking inside, driving in, throwing it up at the horn is no good by Heinrichs, and that's the end of the first quarter. So Giltner jumped out 11-3, but Silver Lake scores the final 6 points. It's Giltner 11, Silver Lake 9 on Classic Hits.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Gary Michaels Clothiers at downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck, 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Take a look at some first quarter numbers here for you in just a moment. The one that matters, though, is the score. Giltner on top by a score of 11-9, but six in a row here by Silver Lake, and the Mustangs will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Pretty balanced scoring for Giltner. Four different players get in the score column in the first quarter. They didn't have any free throw attempts, while one of two for Silver Lake as they work it into the left wing to Grable, to Parr, out to Irvin. Sydney Scoop is back in there with two fouls, and Kelby Lyons back in there for Giltner with two fouls. Giltner staying in the zone, driving the baseline, trying the reverse layup. Sydney Parr, no good. Scoopa picked up the loose ball, no good. And the rebound grab by Tompkin. And here they come to the other end. Giltner pass to Lyon. Tip, she grabs it. She's double-teamed out to Tompkin at the free throw line. Ball fake, one dribble, 10-footer good. Second bucket for Chaney Tompkin. She's got 4. Heinrichs has 5. Turnovers in the first quarter. Silver Lake 4, Giltner 2. 3-point shooting, Giltner 1-for-1. Silver Lake was 0-for-4. Over on the right wing, Grable tries the baseline, gets to the block, dishes it off to Scoopa on a back pass outside the lane. Into the paint again, they go to Sydney Parr, out to Josie. First minute has expired here in the second quarter of play. Parr's going to try a three. Josie from the right wing, no good. Rebound, knocked all the way into the back court. I'm not sure anyone ever really had it, but they're going to give credit to Parr, and it's run down after the tip. Josie, top of the circle, Irvin right side. They'll get it to Grable. Tries to drive the baseline. Cut off there by Heinrichs. Reverse it to the high post. Scoopa into the left corner. They'll rotate it around. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Abby Irvin, no good. Ball hits the floor, and Kelby Lyon will pick up her third rebound here for Giltner. Hornets into the front court, leading it by 4. Lyon holds the ball in the left-hand corner. Gives it off to Taylor Rhodes. Up top to Shelby Heinrichs to the free-throw line. Kicks it back out to Rhodes. Everything now packed inside the three-point arc, so Giltner will spread it out, get it into Tompkin, turnaround jumper, she's fouled. 2 free throws coming up, the first of the game for Giltner, and it looks like the foul will be on Sydney Parr. That'll be the first on Sydney, and the third on Silver Lake. 13-9, Giltner with the lead, and Chaney Tompkin to go to the line. And shoot 2 free throws, the first one bouncing off the heel and then down through the net. 5 points for Chaney. 14-9. Second free throw now coming up. It's on the way, and it's off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound, though, ripped down by Reagan Jansen, her second. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, a couple already here in the second. With it at the top of the circle, the Hornets will get it into the corner to Tompkins, down to the block to Lyon. They double-team her, and a walk is going to be called on Giltner. Just there, third turnover. So back over to Silver Lake, trailing 14-9. 5:49 to go here in the first quarter. Pair of teams that lost in their conference finals within the last 2 weeks. In the Crossroads to Hampton in overtime for Giltner, to Blue Hill, who's 18-2 in the Twin Valley for Silver Lake. Lob it into the corner. They'll get it to Sydney Parr. Parr, skip pass up top to Ehrman. Keep moving it to Josie, to Sydney, back on the left wing. Everything's an overload. They'll now try and work it to the right side. Scoop is basically double-teamed, and as she starts to dribble down to the post, Josie Parr lost the handle, and it goes out of bounds for the senior. First turnover of the quarter, but fifth of the game here for Silver Lake. And so six in a row there for Alyssa Ehrman in the last 90 seconds to the first quarter. That's been about all the offense for the Mustangs. Giltner gets it into Lyon. She's double-teamed, so gives it off to the free throw line. The jumper is up, and Heinrichs hits another one, so she's got seven. And the lead is now up to seven at 16-9. Five in a row here for the Hornets after the lead was cut to two. Josie Parr up top, continuing to work the ball around the perimeter. But with that height disadvantage, there's not much they can do inside. Parr takes the jumper. Sid does no good. Offensive rebound by Grable. She's bumped around a little bit. Ball comes loose. We get a jump ball, and it ends up going to Giltner. So good hustle in there by Grable, and got knocked around, lost handle of the basketball. Giltner up by seven, 16-9. Once again, showing great defense. Lyon on the left elbow, kicks it out of the trailer on the right side. Rhodes, she'll drive. Short jumper comes up short. And the rebound brought down by Sydney Parr of Silver Lake. She'll hand it off to Ehrman. Alyssa in the front court gives it to Josie Parr. Back to Alyssa. Right elbow runner is going to come up short. Might have been just touched as she went up for the shot, and it came up short. Rebound Heinrichs, her fourth. Outlet pass Lyon in the deep left-hand corner. Back to Tompkins on the free throw line. She'll take the jumper. It's too strong, and Lyon just committed her third foul. She came crashing into the paint and moved a whole lot of people, and that'll be the third on Kelby Lyon. And coincidentally, they have all three fouls on her. Only three fouls total have been called on Silver Lake as well. Two of those are on Sydney Scupa. Here in the Giltner Gymnasium with plenty of championship banners. And for such a small school, they have got some very, very talented athletes playing big-time sports, including your player of the year just a handful of years ago in the state of Nebraska for football, Drew Ott. They've got the two championship basketball banners, old volleyball championships, and some great, great champions here at this Giltner High School. A little different setup in the gym here as we get a jumper from Parr from 17. It's off the mark, no good. Silver Lake really struggling offensively. And then when Silver Lake wins the wrestle for the basketball, a travel will be called. So they never really did get the ball. And a timeout going to be called here by Giltner as things have come stagnant with 3:39 to go in this first half of play. Giltner with the lead over Silver Lake, 16-9. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, give you a little boys preview. Check on UNK. They're playing down at Pittsburgh State. Later tonight, the Nebraska women hosting Iowa. Right now, Giltner with a 7-point lead in the basketball, but all of a sudden it's loose on the floor, and it's going to be stolen away. There was nowhere that Audra Joyce could go. She had fallen down in the lane, so she was either going to travel or get a 3 seconds. She knew she had to get rid of it and threw it right into the hands of the Mustangs. Par, one dribble, left elbow, 15-footer up and in for Josie, and that is the first points of the second quarter. It was a slow start in both quarters, Hill, for Silver Lake. They're down 16-11. Working it around the left wing. Now get it back up to the top of the circle. The Hornets will have Heinrichs right corner to Jansen. They are very surgical here working this zone. They move it quickly. When they see something, they'll drive in. There they drove, took a tough shot. It's well defended, gets deflected out of bounds, and last touched by Silver Lake. So Giltner will throw it in. To do so is Audra Joyce. Tompkins just checked back in. Heinrichs is out there. Bailey Craig is out there, and the jumper on the inbounds. Heinrichs is too strong. Rebound is grabbed by Scupa. That's her fifth. By the way, the fifth player out there, Taylor Rhodes, for Giltner. For Silver Lake, they don't change it up much unless they have to, which they did with some foul situations in the first quarter. They've got their original five out there right now. Parr, Alyssa Ehrman, Josie, and Sydney Parr. As the jumper's on the way, no good. Josie gets the rebound. You've also got Scupa and Grable. And the ball goes into the backcourt for an over and back here on Silver Lake. So offensively, if you can't hit the outside shot, there's not going to be much of a chance to do anything inside. Scupa has not even really got a look inside. Of course, she spent a good deal of the first quarter on the bench with two fouls, but when you've got a little bit more height inside, Giltner just denies everything. 16-11. Giltner with the ball, looking to add to their lead. Nice little pick and roll, but instead of shooting the ball from the right elbow, Jansen going to be calling for the travel. Just a freshman mistake right there. She saw her teammate, didn't look at the hoop, looked at the teammate, and ended up turning the basketball over. So it comes back into the hands of Silver Lake, but they only have 2 points here in the quarter. The good news is, if you're a Mustang fan, they're only down five. Trying to spread it more. Scupa tries to force it inside. Great job by Sydney Parr just to win the battle. Now Scupa tries to go backside as they kick it to her, and the ball deflected out of bounds. So they're looking to force that ball inside with Kelby Lyon on the bench now with three fouls. They figure maybe they've got a little bit more of an opportunity to do that. Inbounds pass comes to the left corner. Three-pointer up and three-pointer good. Josie Parr hits the first three of the game. 1-7 now for Silver Lake. And they have cut it to 2 at 16-14. Giltner works it into the right wing. Ball fake by Heinrichs. She'll bring it to the free throw line. Shelby up top of the circle. Goes to Audra Joyce. 1:20 to go here in the first half. Trying to lob it inside to Tompkins. They overthrow her and the ball will be stolen away. Coming up with a loose basketball is Sydney Parr. 1:15 to go, first half, and Silver Lake, even though they've only scored 2 buckets here in the quarter, could actually take the lead with another 3. Josie Parr outside the arc. They go to Scupa, throws it up top to Ehrman. Skip pass back over to Parr. 15-footer is off the heel, no good. Rebound Scupa. Sid scoops it underneath and scores. First bucket of the ball game for Scupa. 7 in a row by the Mustangs, and we're tied at 16. They didn't score in the first 5 minutes. Now they've scored 7 in a row. 40 seconds to go here in quarter number 2. Getting it down on the block. Nice turnaround jumper from 6. Rolls off the rim. Bailey Craig won't go. Picking up the loose basketball is Grable. Silver Lake could get their first lead of the game. 30 seconds to go in the half. Right-hand corner, Grable. She had 3 in the first quarter. Working around the perimeter, Scupa is playing catch around the arc. Back over Grable. She'll try a 3. It's good. All net for Jocelyn Grable. And Silver Lake has taken the lead with 13 seconds to go in the half. Heinrichs into the front court. Gives it off to the trailer, Joyce. She swings it left wing. 5 seconds. Back to Joyce. She'll force the long jumper. It's no good. And we are at halftime with the score. Silver Lake, 19. And Giltner, 16. The Mustangs end the half on a 10-0 run after being shut out for nearly 5 minutes to start the second quarter. And Giltner scoring just 5 points in the quarter. They were shut out for about the last 5 minutes of the half. So Giltner has had some offensive struggles as of late. 51 going into overtime against Hampton. Only 30 points at Exeter Milligan and 42 against a 2-win Dorchester team last time out. So the Hornets need to find a way to get things going here in the second half. This timeout brings us to halftime. And the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report comes your way after this on Classic Hits.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Giltner. I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, including the athletic director here, Kurt Polt, for his hospitality. We are glad to have you along with us on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Halftime in our girls' game. It is 14-7 Silver Lake, leading 17-3 Giltner by a score of 19-16. They scored the final 10 points of the first half to take their first lead of the ball game on a Jocelyn Grable three with 15 seconds to go in the half. We'll look at the first half numbers in just a little bit. In MIAA action, the 10th-ranked team in the country, Pittsburgh State, leading the UNK women 40-33. As they've played 90 seconds in the second half, so just underway in the second half, and Pittsburgh State leads UNK 40-33. The Nebraska women will take on Iowa tonight. That game will be tipping off at 8 o'clock on the Breeze 94.5 and on the Big Ten Network. Also, other high school basketball going on in the area tonight. We'll have some scores for you here in a little bit. St. Cecilia is playing Grand Island Central Catholic on 1230 KHAS and on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight. It is Kearney Catholic taking on Arcadia Loup City. Also this evening, Hastings is at Waverly. Adams Central is at Ravenna. Minden is at Wood River. And in a big girls game up in the northeastern part of the state, it is Guardian Angels taking on Pierce. If it wasn't for Crofton, those teams would be, along with Norfolk Catholic, nearly undefeated up in that part of the area. So that's a big girls game tonight. Plus Red Cloud is at Deschler. In other Twin Valley Conference action tonight. Our boys game will be coming up next. You've got a couple of teams that are around that 500 mark for Giltner. They're 10-9. They snapped a three-game losing streak by beating Dorchester last time out, but they lost to High Plains, who went on and won the conference championship. They lost to Bruning Davenport Shickley in the third-place game, and then they lost to Exeter Milligan. They've lost to High Plains twice this season. They've lost to Bruning Davenport Shickley twice this season. All of their opponents pretty much that they have played are solid. Now, this Giltner Ball Club on the boys' side, like Matt Drew has had, even when they are winning state championships in competitive games, they're more likely to play a closer, low-scoring game than to get out and score. Now, they've had been in the 70s a little bit this year. For Silver Lake, they're 7-10, but they will get in some games and score some points. So they are scoring more this year than they have in quite some time. Now, of course, if you're 7-10, you're giving up a few, but they did have a four-game winning streak that was snapped right before conference tournament. Unfortunately for the Silver Lake boys, this will be their first game in 10 days. They beat Red Cloud back on the 23rd by 13 and turned around and lost to them in the first round of the Twin Valley Conference tournament and cost them a couple of ball games. They also lost to Lawrence Nelson. So they were off to a rough start at 1-5 and eventually 2-7. But since then, they are 5-3 as they get ready to take on Giltner tonight. Again, the regular seasons are winding down. Girls' sub-districts get underway next week. We'll tell you where the area teams are playing right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Before we look at the sub-districts next week, let's run down our first half stats. First off, for Kiltner, Shelby Heinrichs leads the way with 7 points and 4 rebounds. Taylor Rhodes, 2 points and a rebound. Audra Joyce, a rebound. Reagan Jansen, 2 rebounds. Chady Tompkin, 5 points and 2 rebounds. And Kelby Lyon had 3 rebounds in the first half. 9 rebounds in the first quarter. In the second quarter, 4. Only been to the line one time, and that occurred in quarter number 2, where they went 1 out of 2. Only 1 3-point attempt that's even been put up there by Giltner. And they made that one in the first quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first and 4 in the second. Foul situation, unusual stat here. Only 3 fouls were called on Giltner the entire first half. They were all on Kelby Lyon. 11 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second at the half, 16 points, 13 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 1 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. For Silver Lake, Josie Parr, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Abby Ehrman, 2 rebounds. Alyssa Ehrman, 6 points and a rebound. Sydney Parr, 2 rebounds. Jocelyn Grable, 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Sydney Scupa, 2 points and a game-high 6 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Also just one trip to the line for the Mustangs. They're 1 out of 2. 3-point shooting. They missed their first 6 and then hit their last 2. Turnovers, 4 in the first and 3 in the second. Sydney Scupa has 2 fouls. 9 points in the first, 10 in the second at the half. The Mustangs have 19 points, 16 rebounds. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 2 of 8 from 3-point land and 7 turnovers. Silver Lake 19, Giltner 16 here at the half. Couple other sports stories. Down the road at Blue Hill, head football coach Scott Porter is stepping down. He's accepted the head coaching job at Cambridge. Porter went 68-20 at Blue Hill, including 1-7 in his first season. They were in the C2 state title game 3 straight years from 2006 to 2008, winning it in that final year. The rosters for the Sertoma 8-man All-Star game were released today, and we have Mr. Ben Heinrichs of Giltner representing the Hornets, as he will play on the East All-Stars. Kennesaw's Austin Schnitzler and Zach Edwards are on the West. Keith and Drury of Blue Hill is also on the West squad from teams that are located a little east of the Kearney area. Also, those sub-districts, these two teams could meet again very quickly next week, because when you take a look at the D2 sub-district brackets, you see that these teams are in the same sub-district, the D26 at Wood River. Next Monday, next Tuesday, Giltner will play Heartland Lutheran. That's at 6, and then Silver Lake will play Wilcox Hildreth at 7:45. They could meet again next Thursday night at 7 o'clock up at Wood River. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Silver Lake 19, Giltner 16. The second half is next.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Second half is ready to get underway, and it'll be Silver Lakes girls with the basketball moving from right to left. Giltner from left to right along your radio dial. 19-16 Mustangs, they're riding a 10-0 run right now. Josie Parr gets into the corner to Grable, and Giltner staying in the zone. Silver Lake being very patient, then fires up the three with Grable on the right wing, no good. And a foul called here. Giltner was the taller player, but I think they're going to call the Hornets going over the back there with Bailey Craig. That'll be her first personal foul on the Sydney Parr rebound. Silver Lake will throw it in, lob it out top to Ehrman on a different-looking inbounds play off to the left side of the key. Get it down to the low block. Triple teamed in there is Sydney Parr, and it's going to be ripped out of her hands. Turnover number 8 for Silver Lake. Giltner pushes it up the floor with a left-hand dribble is Heinrich. She'll get out of there, throw it back up top to Taylor Rhodes. Rotate it right side, wide open Reagan Jansen. Her 12-footer won't go. Ball ends up finding the hands of Chaney Tompkins somehow as the ball was batted around about 3 times, and Tompkins was the only one left standing in bounds. Then her pass underneath is going to be deflected out of bounds, so they'll have to throw it in anyway. Giltner into the corner to Heinrichs. Looks quickly inside, and on the bench, Kelby Lyon with the 3 fouls is not starting here in the second half. Baseline jumper draws a foul going to the line. Will be Taylor Rhodes for Giltner. She is looking for her first free throw. Again, each team only went to the line once in the first half. Sydney Parr called for her second foul. And the free throw by Rhodes is on the way and no good. Time for our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Go to pioneer.com or your mobile, pioneer.com on your smartphone. Second free throw, no good. Sydney Scupa gets her 7th rebound. And right now, the inside game of Giltner seems to me what they need to get going here. They have the height advantage, and they have not been able to take advantage of that since the beginning of the ball game when they jumped out 11-3. Driving into the paint, hitting the jumper, Alyssa Ehrman. She's got 8. Silver Lake on their side take care of the basketball. They're going to have to hit some of those mid-range jumpers, and they've started to do it because Giltner's size inside prevents Scupa from being much of a factor against that zone. 21-16, Silver Lake. Here's a little give and go, and a foul will send Chaney Tompkins to the line. But boy, Giltner is in a tremendous dry spell here of nearly 7 minutes. And since that 11-3 start, Silver Lake is on an 18-5 run. Free throw Tompkins is no good. And the foul, by the way, called on Jocelyn Grable, her first and the team's second. So all of a sudden, Giltner can't find the range. Second free throw also too strong. Scupa with her 8th rebound, and the Mustangs look to add to a 5-point lead. What a mistake as they bring it into the front court. Wanted to make a pass, and there was nobody there but the crowd. And Silver Lake's second turnover here of the quarter. As always, we welcome you along online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're also right here on your radio dial at 98.9 KKPR-FM. Giltner trying to find a way to get it going here. They've got the ball out between the circles, trying to spread the floor a little bit more. Kelby Lyon, though, may have to do something as they bring her in. She's going to force the issue with a double team on her, really a triple team. It's no good. Tompkin got the rebound, handed it off, no good. Tompkin got it again off the Jansen miss, and another foul. And the foul is going to be called on Josie Parr, her first, and the team's third. So Chaney Tompkin, who just missed a pair, is going to go back to the line, and she'll have 2 more. And the free throw is up, and it is no good. And on the season, Giltner is a 52% free throw shooting team, but they're 0-5 in the quarter and 1-7 in the game. Second free throw up, and it's no good. Rebound to Alyssa Ehrman, her second. Nothing going in right now for Giltner, and they have approached 8 minutes without scoring a point. Josie Parr trying to stay out of the trap. Giltner trying to pick up the defensive intensity, which is what you do when you can't score. Really try and find it at the defensive end. See if you can get a transition bucket, anything to get you going. Parr with it into the right-hand corner from Josie to Sydney. Back out to Ehrman, spreading the floor even more to the elbow. They get it to Scupa, out to Grable. 3-pointer, no good. Ball loose. Grabbed to the right-hand corner by Sid Parr. She's got 4. Here's another 3. Ehrman, that won't go. Rebound tapped and tapped and tapped and out of bounds off Scupa as she battled down low with Taylor Rhodes. Giltner basketball with 5:11 to go in the third quarter of a low-scoring contest. Silver Lake 21 and Giltner 16. And Giltner has been on 16 for 8 minutes and counting. Top of the circle with it, Audra Joyce. Over to Rhodes. Rhodes off the screen, looking to pass over to Heinrichs, who leads the team with 7 points. She tries to get it down low to Lyon, and Kelby can't handle it. Giltner with their first turnover of the half. You look at the scoring leaders, as we said, only 45 points per ball game for Giltner, which isn't much when you've won 17 ball games. But Lyon averages 12 a game. She's got two, spending a lot of time on the bench in foul trouble. Craig and Heinrichs each average 9. Bailey Craig hasn't scored. We haven't called her name much either tonight. 21-16, Silver Lake. And the outlet pass knocked away. A chance here for Taylor Rhodes. Goes in for the layup and put it up too strong. Abby Ehrman following the play gets the rebound. And that shows you how things are going right now here for Giltner. And it's not going to get any easier. They've got Hampton coming in tomorrow, the team that they lost to in overtime in the conference finals. Backing in. Finding some difficulty. The shot no good underneath for Jocelyn Grable, and the rebound's going to be yanked down by Giltner. They'll bring it up the floor, and the outlet pass knocked away again. Good job by Taylor Rhodes. She actually won the battle that time with Sydney Scupa for the rebound. Giltner on the baseline. Fires it inside. Here's Craig. The jumper from 8 is too strong. She had a good look. Sydney Parr gets the rebound, and you got a feel for the Lady Hornets right now going through a stretch. Even over the last couple of weeks here where they've struggled a little offensively, not like this. And it's not like Silver Lake's doing anything out of control here. They're setting in a zone. 21-16, Silver Lake, and they've only scored 2 points in the quarter. It was 19-16. Make it 4 as the jumper from the left corner from 12 is up and in by Jocelyn Grable. So it had been a chess match with very few moves in the first 4.5 minutes here of the second half, 23-16. 7-point lead Silver Lake. That's actually 14 straight points by the Mustangs. Lyon on the block. Turnaround jumper up and in, and the streak finally ends. It had lasted nearly 10.5 minutes, and Kelby Lyon finally moves the scoreboard in the positive direction for Giltner. 23-18. Now they put that pressure on. Silver Lake spreads it around to the right-hand corner. Parr, and they say she was standing out of bounds when she caught the basketball. They had spread it out so wide that they ran out of real estate. 23-18. Silver Lake leads it. Giltner gets the ball back. Kearney Catholic girls leading Arcadia Loup City at the half, 52-11. Adams Central leads Ravenna after one, 20-13. Free throw line jumper. Giltner off the glass, rattles around, and back in for Audra Joyce. So back-to-back buckets, and it's 23-20. Working around the right wing. Up top, Parr. Josie to the elbow. Bounce pass to the baseline. Here's Grable, 7-footer, up and in. Jocelyn with the last two buckets for Silver Lake, 25-20. The Mustangs, 2:30 to go here in quarter number three. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Faking the three, starting to drive. Rhodes going to put the jumper up, and Audra Joyce now will get back-to-back buckets as she took it off the pass and makes it 25-22, her first two buckets of the game. Scoop in the left-hand corner. They sag off her behind the arc. Rotated around to Parr. Sydney to Josie. Only one inside that arc right now, Scupa. Back over Grable. Another three. It's up and in. Jocelyn Grable now with 7 straight for Silver Lake, and the lead back up to 6, 28-22 Mustangs, a minute 45 to go, third quarter. Heinrichs trying to find a screen, working through it, the Mustangs. Joyce forces another one from the free throw line, and she's going to draw the foul. The last two looks really good. That time she had two players hanging on her, and Audra will go put up her first free throws of the ball game. The foul on Abby Ehrman is her first, the fourth of the half on the Mustangs. And can Giltner now break the hex at the line? No, it's too strong. Oh, 0-for-7 here in the third quarter alone from the free throw line. Checking out, Abby Ehrman and Alyssa will come in. Second free throw attempt now for Joyce on the way, and it is no good. Rebound comes out long. Alyssa Ehrman has it. She'll push it up the floor and then decide to slow it down. It looked like she was going to run it out, but didn't like the numbers. Ehrman at the top of the circle. Swings over to the right wing to Grable. Skip pass backside. Here's Parr. It'll be put up by Sydney. No good. Ball ripped out of there by Chaney Tompkin, her sixth rebound. Giltner wants to run. Outlet pass into the right-hand corner to Jansen. Back out to Joyce. 13-footer comes right back out towards her. But Silver Lake boxes out. And Sydney Parr will have her sixth rebound. 1:10 to go in the third. 28-22 Silver Lake. Mustangs working it around the perimeter again. Driving on the left baseline, Parr. She wants to get a shot, and there is a huge collision. And Parr and Scupa both hit the ground. It almost looked like they ran into each other. And let's see who the foul is on here. If it's on Kelby Lyon, it's her fourth. They put it up there as her first, but it is on her because they're going to take her out. Lyon with four fouls. Silver Lake to throw it in a minute to go in the third quarter, up by 6, 28-22. Ehrman to Josie Parr. Scupa trying to post up down low on Craig. Instead, they get it to the free throw line. Ehrman's jumper is no good. Craig will run down the rebound. That's her first of the ball game. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Heinrichs brings it into the front court. Deep left-hand corner to Tompkin. Tompkin waits for a cutter. Nothing there to Joyce. They'll reset it. Joyce will put it in motion off the screen. Back to Heinrichs. Nothing there. Boy, she hasn't taken a shot in a long time. Shelby down low to Craig, and she's going to get fouled. And that could be the third on Scupa. And that is the case. So not a lot of foul trouble, but each team does have a player in some, and Scupa's going to check out here, and Abby Ehrman's going to check in. Sydney Scupa with three for Silver Lake, and Kelby Lyon with four for Giltner. Giltner ball on the inbound. They'll try to lob it inside. Tompkin won the battle. Tompkin puts it up. Got fouled. They didn't call it instead. An offensive rebound pulled down by Bailey Craig. And it looks like this will be the seventh team foul already on Silver Lake. Jocelyn Grable with her second. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. And Craig puts up the front end of the one-and-one. It is no good. This is unbelievable what's happening to Giltner from the line. Sydney Parr will grab the rebound, her seventh. 28-22 Silver Lake, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. On the left wing, Ehrman. Back up top, Josie Parr. Bounce pass over to Alyssa. Skip pass up top, got away. Josie Parr ran it down. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. A long three at the horn is off the heel. No good by Grable. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. There wasn't a lot of scoring over the first 4 minutes. Silver Lake outscores Giltner 9-6. And at the end of three, Silver Lake 28, Giltner 22 here on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Kearney Catholic girls leading Arcadia Loup City 70-13 after three. Adams Central leads Ravenna 36-24 at the half. Kearney Catholic Loup City doubleheaders on ESPN Radio. St. Cecilia Adams Central Catholic is on 1230 KHAS. We go to the fourth quarter. The ball belongs to Giltner, but they're struggling offensively, and they were 0-for-9 from the free throw line in the third quarter. They're 1-of-11 in the game. 28-22 Silver Lake, and Giltner has already dribbled away the first 25 seconds here of the fourth quarter. Both teams have four timeouts remaining. So plenty of action and situations that they can work on here in the final 8 minutes. Heinrichs decides to drive, and on the way up, got hit on the arm. The ball floated straight up in the air. The foul on Josie Parr, her second. Shelby scored all 7 of her points in the first half. She'll get 2 free throws here. Jocelyn Grable scored 7 points for Silver Lake last quarter. She leads them with 13. Alyssa Ehrman has 8. And finally, a free throw goes through for Giltner. Shelby leads the way for Giltner. She's got 8 points, and then Tompkin has 5. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Heinrichs able to knock them both down. 28-24, Silver Lake 7-20 to go in our ball game. Checking the UNK women, they are now falling on the wrong side of a 74-48 defeat to number 10 Pittsburgh State. They had it within 7 early in the second half. Now they're down by 26 with 7.5 to go. Scupa starts to drive into the paint, kicks it out of the wing. Jumper by Grable, no good. She tracks down her own rebound, kicks it out on the wing. Ehrman from one to the other, and a good wraparound pass, the layup. Good Scupa. Scupa able to get the bucket, but it was a beautiful pass by Abby Ehrman on the assist. And it's 30-24 Silver Lake. Now can Giltner stay with them? Stops are not the problem in a low-scoring game. As they get it over into the right-hand corner against a matchup here for Silver Lake, trying to keep it out of the post hands. Again, Kelby Lyon is on the bench with 4 fouls, and she's their team's leading scorer, so they get it inside. The shot no good by Heinrichs, so the rebound brought down by Ehrman. Heinrichs couldn't get that one to go. Ball between the circles. Ehrman takes it to the left baseline. Grable forces her way in, ran out of real estate, gives it off to Abby Ehrman. Her shot going to be blocked in there by Bailey Craig and taken away by Giltner. Up the floor with a left-hand dribble as Henrik Shelby comes to the baseline, got by the defender, scoops it off the rim, no good. Offensive putback, Tompkin, no good. All 10 players are in the paint, and we're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Silver Lake. Janie Tompkin now with 7 rebounds for Giltner, but not able to get a lot of offensive putbacks when they do that. And again, it looks like the original 5 starters out there for Silver Lake, both Pars, Alyssa Ehrman, Grable, and Scupa. We'll set Giltner for you here in a moment, but with it is Alyssa Ehrman, top of the circle, swings it over to Grable, leading by 6, posting up Scupa, got down low, shot blocked away again. Bailey Craig back-to-back blocks, and off to the races. Henrichs doesn't have numbers. She'll bring it out to the left wing, up top to Craig. Inside, they'll get it to Tompkin. Off-balance jumper won't go, and 5-2 Josie Parr tries to get the rebound. She's tied up underneath, and Giltner will get the possession arrow here as Taylor Rhodes and Parr tied up. So to throw it in for Giltner, Audra Joyce in the paint. Craig, 6-footer, and they're not going tonight. Rebound brought down by Sydney Parr. That's her 8th. Now some backcourt pressure by Joyce. Again, a lot of fouls to give. They tried to give one, and Silver Lake throws it away. That'll be their 12th turnover of the ball game. Giltner's only turned it over once in the half. Kick it out of the wing. Here's an open jumper from 12. It's good for Taylor Rhodes. Second bucket of the ball game for Rhodes. First bucket of the fourth quarter for Giltner. 30-26 Silver Lake. 5 minutes to go in the game. The pace has been there. The intensity has been there. It's just that the scoring really wouldn't match what you've seen between the baselines so far. Give and go on the high post. Scupa gives it off to Grable. She falls down. They're trying to get a timeout. Instead, we get another jump ball. And the ball will belong to Silver Lake. They definitely, both teams have the timeouts to use. 4:47 remaining. 30-26, Silver Lake underneath their own hoop. Grable to throw it in. Waiting, lob it up top. Ball stolen away. Great job by Shelby Heinrichs. Was there all the way. Outlet pass, the layup missed by Rhodes. Offensive rebound, Heinrichs. She'll put it up, and she'll draw the foul. And Shelby will go to the line and shoot 2. Foul on Alyssa Ehrman, her first. But that is the 9th foul of the half on Silver Lake, and only 2 so far have been called on Giltner. Shelby Heinrichs now ready to put it up. The senior will fire it up and in. It's parents' night tomorrow, and they want to go in on a winning streak. Giltner has cut it to 3. They were up 8 early at 11-3. And then Silver Lake scored 14 in a row to go from 16-9 down to 23-16 up from the end of the second into the third. And that was their biggest lead at 7. And now Kelby Lyon with those four fouls comes back in for Giltner. Second free throw is short that time. Rebound goes off of Scupa and out of bounds, and Giltner's going to maintain possession. Took a weird little skip there, and Scupa and Tompkin both chased after it. And a chance for Giltner. They could even tie it with a three, but they only shot one in the game. Henricks made it. Inside Tompkin, nice move. Puts it up over Scupa, no good. Got her own rebound, throws it off the glass and in. So Chaney Tompkin finally gets an offensive put back off all those boards. And it's a one-point game, 30-29 Silver Lake. 4:15 to go, and a timeout will be called by the Mustangs. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
.4:15 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. After the Silver Lake timeout, they've got the basketball. And they lead it by one, 30-29. They were up 6-5 straight here for Giltner. Picking up the basketball, Grable. Finally, Scupa comes all the way out to midcourt to take it. Gives it into the corner to Ehrman. Giltner's picking up the defensive intensity. They've changed to a man-to-man here lately. And that's making Silver Lake change what they want to do offensively. Way out there. And again, Giltner can afford to foul, so they can gamble here. And again, they gamble. They make the steal. Tompkin comes up with a loose basketball, tries to go coast to coast, but the 6-foot junior not going to be able to handle it against Silver Lake's guards. They come and take it right back. 3:35 to go, 30-29. Silver Lake by one on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Giltner, Trumbull, lob it inside. Grable makes a good catch, but she's double-teamed out to Scupa. 10-footer good. Sydney Scupa with both buckets in the fourth quarter for Silver Lake. She's got six, and it's 32-29 Mustangs. High post Craig wheels it over to Janzen. Back out for a three-pointer Joyce, but it comes up short that time. Nobody can track down the rebound. It goes into the Giltner bench, and it'll belong to Silver Lake. Don't forget when we are done. It is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll run you down the final stats, give you a couple score updates, and then it'll be on to the boys' game tonight, which should get going about 7:45. 3:08 to go. Kelby Lyon back into the ball game for Giltner. She's in there with Craig and Jansen. Plenty of height down on the post. Henricks and Joyce, and Silver Lake throws it away. The turnover bug is bitten again. Fourth in the quarter, 15th in the game, compared to just 2.5 and 8 in the game for Giltner. 2:55 remains. A three-point Silver Lake lead. Try to lob it into the post. Craig up and in, and she'll draw the foul. They were all around her, but using her height, Bailey Craig was able to go up and score her first bucket of the ball game and a chance to tie it with 2:50 to go. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Lyon tipped the rebound to herself. Second chance, and Giltner can take the lead up top. They'll get it into the hands of Joyce. Down to the left baseline, nothing there. Jansen, so back out to Joyce, and all the way up top. They'll go to Henricks. 2:35 remains in the game, 32-31 Silver Lake. They'll try to lob it inside. There's Craig again. This time the off-balance jumper won't go, and trying to follow, she'll be called for the foul. Grable gets her fifth rebound. Bailey Craig with her second foul, and only the third of the half. So keep that in mind if we get down to crunch time here. Giltner will have some fouls to give. And if they get the lead, even better. They could give those on a last possession. 2:20 to go. And picking up her dribble is going to be Silver Lake guard Alyssa Ehrman, and right in front of Coach Drake. So he is going to call the timeout, leaving Silver Lake with 2:19 to go in the ball game. Silver Lake has the ball and a 32-31 lead at Giltner. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Gary Michaels Clothiers at downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck. 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Could come right down to the final possession. We'll find out. 2:19 to go. 17-3 Giltner trailing by one here at home. The 14-7 Silver Lake. They try to lob it in from midcourt. They were going for that backdoor lob all the way to the bucket and getting tied up. Giltner is called for the foul. And again, only their fourth foul, so no free throws. I believe that was on Henricks. They haven't posted it. That would just be her first. Silver Lake throws it in. It almost goes out of bounds. And a foul on Giltner as they grab the ball. It was right at midcourt. Josie Parr had to grab it or she was going to be out of bounds. The over and back wasn't a factor. She grabbed it. Giltner tried to slap on some quick pressure and ended up committing another foul. So all of a sudden, the fouls are really getting up there. That's three in about 30 seconds to get to five. And the inbounds pass, Silver Lake will control into the hands of Sydney Parr, leading it by one, 32-31, 2:10 to go. Off the screening action, they'll get it to the high post. Grable tries to back her way in, kicks it off to Ehrman as the defender fell down. Alyssa throws up a wild one off the glass, but it goes. 10 points for Alyssa, and it's 34-31, a minute 55 to go. Heinrichs with the ball in the front court, dropped it, throws it down to Krang on the block, 8-footer, no good. Ball being tapped around. Ehrman has it. Ehrman's fouled. Giltner can't believe that that ball didn't go in the hoop down here, and a little frustration trying to get it back. And the foul called on the Hornets is the third on Bailey Krang. Got a little break here to tie some shoes, and head coach Nancy Lockman, the longtime winning coach here at Giltner, has to sub back in. Got to find a way for her team to get something done in the final minute. 45-second count is on. Alyssa Ehrman just gets rid of it, but they're dribbling out around midcourt. Danger zone here. Grable tried to get it to scoop. A ball's loose and stolen away again. Heinrichs gets it up the floor to Jansen. Puts the jumper up, and it's good. A one-point game, and timeout by Giltner to stop the clock with 1:19 remaining. It is Silver Lake 34, Giltner 33. Silver Lake ball when we return after this timeout.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Along with our producer-engineer back at the studio, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you along here at Giltner, where we have just a minute, 19 to go. Silver Lake has the ball and a one-point lead. Grable between the double team, and she's bumped. And some free throws are going to be coming up. And that is going to be the fourth foul on Bailey Krang. There's not a lot of fouls on Giltner, but the ones they have are four on Lyon and four on Krang. At the line, Jocelyn Grable, just a second trip to the line for the Mustangs. The free throw is short, no good. Krang will grab the rebound, and Giltner can regain the lead for the first time since the first half. 34-33, Lyle in the left-hand corner, cut off by Scupa. Dribbles out of there all the way up top, hands it off to Henricks. 55 seconds to go, a one-point lead for Silver Lake. Giltner ball. Reagan Jansen back to Henricks. She's trying to get the traffic to move, not like she wants, so she'll drive. The left-hand runner, no good. Crank throws it up, no good. Hendricks gets it again. It's up and in. Shelby Hendricks just kept battling and kept battling, and now Giltner has the lead. 35, 34, 30 seconds to go, and a timeout going to be called here by Coach Josh Drake of Silver Lake. He wanted an over-the-back foul at the other end. He is not happy at all about the way that last bucket came about. So Silver Lake will have one timeout remaining. Giltner, according to my book, has three timeouts remaining. 35-34, Giltner with their first lead of the half. They have scored 13 points here in the fourth quarter after managing just 11 total in the second and third quarters combined. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Giltner has outscored Silver Lake 13-6 here in the fourth quarter and has a 35-34 lead with 32 seconds to go. Silver Lake ball at midcourt. It'll be Sydney Parr to throw it in. Waiting. And then we get a foul before the ball is inbounded. And the foul is going to be on Giltner's Shelby Hendricks. They were taking a long time, and it was close to a five-second count. And just as the ball was inbounded, they call Hendricks with the hold and Alyssa Ehrman to the line for a one-and-one. She's got 10 points. This is her first free throw attempt for the tie. It's on the way, and it is too strong. Rebound down to the floor. Hendricks grabs it. Giltner with a basketball. And now Silver Lake's got to pressure up. They've got to go, man. Hendricks gives it to Lyon. She's dribbling out around midcourt. 20 seconds to go, and then Scoopa just comes out and runs into her with 20 seconds to go. And it'll be up to the Hornets' leading scorer in Kelby Lyon to shoot two, because that is the 10th foul. Lyon is a 67% free throw shooter. That's the fourth foul on Scoopa. The free throw, though, is short by Kelby Lyon. And outside of Shelby Hendricks, it has been an atrocious night at the line for the Giltner Hornets. Second free throw bounces in. 5 points for Lyon. 36-34, a two-point lead for Giltner. 15 seconds to go. Silver Lake into the front court. Lyon bouncing off the defender. The ball knocked away. And a foul with 10 seconds as it's turned over. Kelby Lyon was bodying up on Sydney Parr the whole way. They let it go. And now Giltner might be able to put this away at the free throw line in a game that they didn't lead in the second half until about 35 seconds ago. And at the free throw line is Shelby Hendricks. That's who they want there. The first one is in and out. It's set on the front of the rim, and it still won't go. 9.6 to go. So a two will tie at the moment. Second free throw, good. So now they'll need a three. 37-34, Josie Parr up the floor. Will Giltner foul? It doesn't look like it, and a timeout will be called because Coach Drake could tell there was nothing going to happen there. 5.1 to go. Silver Lake is going to use their final timeout. The last 6 points have been scored here by the Giltner Hornets, and they lead it 37-34. We will be right back.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Welcome back to Giltner. We've got a couple of other scores for you. The Guardian Angel girls lead Pierce 22-18 at the half. St. Cecilia beat Central Catholic 80-36. Arcadia Loup City falls to Kearney Catholic 85-19. No blowouts here. 5 seconds to go. 37-34. in favor of Giltner. Silver Lake with the ball. Can they can a three? They've made two tonight. Looking to get it in. They don't have any timeouts. Out to midcourt. It's stolen away by Tompkins. She'll go in, lay it up, and this game is over. Giltner scores the final 8 points as Chaney Tompkins stole the inbounds pass at midcourt and went in for the uncontested layup, and Giltner is able to come back from a 7-point second-half deficit here at home and down Silver Lake by a score of 39-34. They scored 17 of their 39 points here in the fourth quarter. The Hornets go to 18-3. Silver Lake will fall to 14-8 on the season. We'll take a timeout and be back with the New West Sports postgame show right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to Giltner. As always, a big thank you to the athletic director, Kurt Polt, and to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here's a look at the final numbers. First off, for Silver Lake, only four players scored tonight for the Mustangs. Josie Parr, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Abby Ehrman, 4 rebounds. Alyssa Ehrman, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Sydney Parr didn't score, but she tied for the team high in boards with 8. Jocelyn Grable led the team with 13 points, 5 rebounds. And Sydney Scupa, 6 points. She also had 8 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half and 1 of 5 in the second half. And Silver Lake turnovers, that did them in the fourth quarter where they had 6 of them. They had 7 in the first half and 10 in the second half of play. Silver Lake had 19 points at halftime, 15 in the second half, and the Mustangs finished with 34 points, 33 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, and 17 turnovers. Silver Lake is now 14-8 on the season. And up next for Silver Lake, it's postseason. This was it. They will be back in sub-district play as they head up to Wood River next Tuesday night. And they'll be playing in the D26 against Wilcox Hildreth. That game is set for 7:45. And earlier this year, Silver Lake beat Wilcox Hildreth 47-34. If they win that, they'll most likely get Giltner again in the sub-district final. We'll look at the numbers for Giltner right after this. Timeout on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
5 Points Bank.
We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Back on the New West postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers now for Giltner. They had 7 players score, led by Shelby Hendricks with 13 points, 7 rebounds. Bailey Craig, 2 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Taylor Rhodes, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Audra Joyce, 4 points and a rebound. Reagan Jansen, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Chaney Tompkin ended up with 9 points in the game-winning steal. She had a team-high 8 rebounds. And Kelby Lyon, who was strapped with foul trouble tonight, was held to 5 points and 3 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half. They were 0 of 9 in the third quarter, but did hit 5 of 8 in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers for Giltner, 6 in the first half, 2 in the second. So turnovers in the second half, 10 for Silver Lake, 2 for Giltner in what ended up being a 5-point game. 16 points in the first half, 23 in the second half. The Hornets finish with 39 points, 28 rebounds. 6 of 19 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 8 turnovers. But Giltner improves to 18-3 as they score the final 8 points to beat Silver Lake, 39-34. Giltner will finish up the regular season tomorrow against 17-3 Hampton, a team that beat them in overtime in the conference tournament championship game. In the meantime, we're about 20 minutes away from the tip-off of our boys' game, Silver Lake taking on Giltner. We'll take a quick break and remind you, you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. St. Cecilia Central Catholic Boys on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Catholic Arcadia Loop City Boys on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And Giltner and Silver Lake when we're back with you here in about 12 minutes. For our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Again, the final score in the girls' game, Giltner 39. Silver Lake, 34.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.